You know how they say time can slow down when, I don't know, you're at the dentist or working from home in the pandemic, not seeing people at work, not meeting up for coffee. And then at times, life can feel like it speeds up. Well, NPR Science Desk has a new series on all this. It's called Finding Time, and NPR correspondent Yuki Noguchi is here to talk about it. Yuki, hi.
Hi, Scott.
So can the pandemic actually warp how I feel time going by?
Yeah, which sounds weird, right? Because most of us think of time as being standardized and absolute. But in fact, our perception of it is extremely variable. It's shaped by lots of things like our routines or our emotional state or how engaged we are in what we're doing. So our sense of time constantly changes anyway. But the pandemic really highlighted that because it upended everything the world over, right? Like everything was disrupted.
Yeah,
and our emotional state was affected. And so it's not that surprising that, you know, that meant an intense distortion in our perception of time.
Yeah. I mean, we all felt this pandemic. But did we all feel this distortion of time the same way?
No, we didn't. That's interesting because, you know, Ruth Ogden is this psychology professor at Liverpool John Moores University in England. And she did these surveys in different countries at various points during the pandemic. And she found these big differences. Like in Iraq, almost everyone felt time had slowed. But in the UK, about half said it moved faster. And then in Argentina, she found that there were differences between young women who were active versus older men. So again, the distortion is highly variable.
So how can this vary, Yuki, by country?
Yeah, I mean, and that's something that's really hard to know because different countries had different lockdown rules, right? So that might have affected the way people lived.
Okay.
And there are also just generally different cultural attitudes about time. Like in the U.S., we talk about time is money, right? We're known for being hyper aware of time's value. So when the pandemic shut down, it's like, you know, we kind of like hit the front dashboard a little bit harder maybe. But, you know, in general, it's just a hard thing to measure because perception is, of course, very much in the eye of the beholder. And it's not fixed, right? So if you take that UK professor, Ruth Ogden, I mean, she told me that during lockdown, she had a baby and two older boys home from school, and they were all totally bored.
It was like climbing a mountain that never ended every day because you had to try and keep everyone happy whilst also trying to make them learn something. It was just the most hideous experience.
And, you know, part of what made it hideous was probably the fear and anxiety that she felt too. You know, crisis tends to make things unfold slowly, you know, because there's a survival advantage to feeling like you have more time to react to a crisis. But then when the threat goes away, things will feel different. And that's exactly what Ogden's memory of that time, you know, shifted also when lockdown ended.
When I look back on it now, it seems like it didn't really happen. Like, I can't really remember anything about it. So in some ways, it seems quite short.
So, Yuki, as far as the science here, how is it that we can experience time differently when our circumstances change, when our emotions change?
Yeah, so that's a very complex interplay in the brain. There are lots of sensory systems that play roles in our keeping of time. So like the optic nerve, you know, we see light and that gives us a sense of what time of day it might be. You know, other parts of the brain help us, you know, coordinate our movements so we don't fall on our face or, you know, store our memories. All these things relate to time. But there's no master clock inside the brain, right? Neurologists say there's no synchronization or coordination. These stimuli just sort of interact and give us a sense of time. And there's another thing, too, which happened during the pandemic, which is that we became kind of more aware of time itself. Like, we all talked about time more. You know, you think about quarantine days, 10 days or 5 days, you know, and there was also the sense of lost time, right, or not spending time with others. And so we had this keen awareness of time itself, and that, too, can distort our perception.
Yeah, well, sure. It's 2 days after my exposure. It's 5 days after my exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
But does that last, or do our brains kind of revert to normal
Snap
as
back.
Our lives kind of move closer to the before times?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there's another aspect of time, which is that, you know, it's an existential thing, right? Like the pandemic cut short a lot of lives, made us wonder how much time we might have left. And for some people, maybe many people, that experience may have led to permanent changes in how we think about time. You know, I have this mail carrier who's really beloved in our neighborhood. His name's Arthur Wade Young III. You know, he's just like always exuding positive energy. But he sort of disappeared in 2020. He'd undergone some surgeries, couldn't work, had a terrible year. He got very sick with COVID, separated from his wife. Felt anguish. And, you know, he said that the anguish was amplified by, you know, just having too much time to ponder all that. Mm-hmm. But then he made use of that time by sort of changing his life. And now he's back to his routine. And but he still says that, it time made him more aware of how he spends his time, even now.
Make sure I'm doing something worth my time every day. You know, not taking anything for granted. With all the people that were dying, you know, all around the world. I try to put more time into my kids, try to put more time into reading and stuff like that.
Yeah, NPR's Yuki Noguchi, thanks much.
All right, thank you.